Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Oh, sing no songs of parody among the football teams, for that's a notion lost, as are so many lovely dreams. From Tennessee to Kansas, from St. Lou to Tampa Bay, the cries of teams that cannot win, no matter whom they play, are bouncing off the empty seats, the echoes all called down, as people turn to basketball or hockey in each town. Among them, those four teams have won three paltry football games, and in Detroit and Cleveland, things are pretty much the same. The Lions stand at 1-6, the Browns at 1-7, and far removed from such despair in football's starry heaven, we find, who else in heaven but the undefeated Saints? To me, it seems like yesterday they were the lowly Aints. The Colts stride on unblemished, too, and if you bet a ton on Denver's Bronx, you've gambled well, for they are 6-1. So sing a song of parody? Ha! Sing a song of rout. The best teams are all playoff locks, the worst already out. And we have just passed Halloween, which cannot seem so sweet to poobahs in the NFL, for it is trick or treat in terms of half the big league teams, which either rarely lose or fall each week upon their faces. There's not much to choose between the two extremes, for in a league that's claimed to be triumphant at creating teams that every fan would see, could hope from week to win their way into contention, and halfway through the season, half those teams don't rate a mention, except as objects of our pity, beaten without hope. To still believe in parody, you'd have to be a dope.